The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello and welcome to episode 377. I'm actually in Madrid today and it is pouring down with rain, it's cold, and it's so nice to finally have some winter. Barcelona this year has effectively just not had a winter. It's been a drought. And a drought, in a way, is a good kind of analogy for what it's like sometimes when you're struggling with OCD, when you're so caught up in your thoughts. You know, it can almost be like a drought of the present moment where you're not able to be present. And we know when that happens, well, it comes with all sorts of problems. And if you are struggling with this kind of thing, if you're struggling with OCD, if you're struggling to be in the present, you're struggling with anxiety and you would like to get some help with that, well, you can get a free session with me to get that. You can head over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com. There you can book in for that free session directly, or if you prefer, you can send me a message and let me know about what you're struggling with. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about kind of letting go of OCD and the challenges and difficulties that come up with that. You know, OCD is something that most probably you've been doing for a long time, and so learning how to let go of it can be very, very challenging. However, that doesn't mean that we can't do it. Of course, we can. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I really hope that you enjoy. If you have any questions at all, you can let me know about those. You can get in touch via the website. Of course, you can also follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at robjamescoachinguk. And the podcast is now on YouTube as well. So many thanks, guys. I really hope that you enjoy. And if you have any questions, as I said before, just let me know. And off we go. One of the things that has been on my mind lately with OCD is the strength of mind, resolve, and resilience that the people who struggle with it seem to have. Despite the ongoing challenges, the intense anxiety, the pushing away of uncertainty, the rituals, and the feeling that no matter what you do, you're going to be stuck. Despite all of this, we keep on trying, we keep on working, and ultimately, unfortunately, we kind of keep on compulsing. We sense somehow that, you know, we don't have to keep up with this kind of terrible charade, that we could let it go, but for some reason, most of the time we set that to one side and continue with the beaten, often overly beaten, OCD path. We don't have someone forcing us to do the compulsions, but there is a very persuasive salesman at the end of an unusually large telephone with a speaker so loud that we can't quite ignore it, despite our best attempts to do so. This commitment to the cause, the determination to listen to that nagging, critical voice when really we should be putting our attention elsewhere, is a lesser talked about problem with the OCD trap that we so often find ourselves in. Outsiders looking in at people dealing with their OCD, family members, friends, may well be baffled and often bemused by the repeated unhelpful behaviours that seem to keep the person stuck. Innocently, they may ask, why don't you just stop thinking about it? Or why don't you just walk away? You don't need to check it again. And these questions may well seem reasonable and obvious to someone looking in. It's almost as if the presumption is that you're not trying hard enough, that actually the problem you have is pretty easy to deal with if only you were to follow their simple advice. Depending on the person, there can also sometimes be a presumption of idleness, a mistaken point of view that you don't actually struggle with anxiety at all. In fact, you're just lazy. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that everyone is like this. Lots of people, you know, do understand OCD and they make an effort to understand OCD. And even the ones who don't understand it and who might make comments like the ones above, not necessarily bad or against you, but just have a profound misunderstanding of the challenge that you're actually going through. This, though, doesn't take away from the frustration and irritation that you can feel when someone says this kind of stuff. Oftentimes, though, it's an irritation that is directed inwardly as much as it is outwardly. Although you may know that they completely misunderstand OCD and what you're going through, you also know that on some level, the simple observation is actually correct. If you could just find a way to stop doing the compulsions, then you would just be left with obsessions, and obsessions on their own, well, eventually they're going to move on. And that's going to make taking care of all of these issues surrounding the OCD a lot easier to deal with. What people, of course, actually miss is, though, that actually you're working incredibly hard on the inside to solve all these problems. You are most probably putting in a huge amount of energy to fight the obsessions. You know, you're not lazy at all. And to come across as normal in your day-to-day life, you know, you might be having to do all sorts of things, juggling all sorts of things, just to kind of appear like you're doing okay, like that you're normal. And this is a very common thing with OCD. People tell me this a lot, that, you know, if people only knew, you know, what was going on in the inside, how many thoughts you're having to deal with, all the strong emotions that you're trying to manage whilst, you know, doing your day-to-day kind of chores, it can be incredibly difficult to do all those things. You know, if you do have OCD, then you are already putting in a huge amount of effort into dealing with it all. But infuriatingly, that effort often tends to get you more stuck. It's almost like walking a kind of tightrope. On one side, we can fall into self-loathing for repeating the same mistakes and remaining stuck. And on the other side, we can fall into frustration at others for not being more empathetic and understanding with our struggles. Both of these pitfalls lead to problems, and balancing on the rope can be a daunting task. From my own personal point of view, what other people think of OCD is not really of that much interest to me. I think it was more in the past, but these days I tend to think that, you know, some people will get it or at least try, and others simply won't. But what is of real importance to me is how I respond to that inner critical voice, the one with the giant telephone who keeps calling and calling, even when I repeatedly hang up. Despite the fact I might be working incredibly hard to deal with this overly zealous salesman that's trying to sell me on yet another half-baked obsessive thought about who knows what, I'm too often putting my energies into the wrong thing. When things do go wrong with OCD, when we have a setback or when we truly feel stuck, most of the time it's got little to do with effort and much more to do with what you're actually focusing that effort on. If, as many do, you are trying to eliminate the obsession, then it's likely that it will come back stronger. If you try to push down the emotion, well, it's likely that emotion will get even more out of hand. And if you try to think through every possible scenario or possibility in order to have certainty, then you're going to end up feeling more and more uncertain. And this is, you know, one of the frustrating kind of paradoxes with OCD. After all of this effort, this commitment, and this trying, exhaustedly, you might just admit defeat for the day with a certain kind of awareness that all of that effort and doing could have actually been avoided, and that you didn't need to end here in this place of exhausted frustration. For some reason, there seems to be a part of us that clings to the familiar. Even after taking big strides towards freedom from OCD and developing a sense of self-empowerment, the urge to go back to old and unhelpful coping strategies is strong. Almost like that familiarity of suffering and struggle is more comfortable than that of finally beginning to flap your wings a little and to move out into your life without feeling quite so encumbered by it all. Letting go of old, unhealthy habits and trying to replace them with new ones is, of course, what we are getting at here. It's a process with many challenges, pitfalls, and opportunities. But in my experience, this is what it's all about when it comes to OCD. We have to find a way to overcome those invisible threads that are holding us back and stopping us from taking the action we need to consistently be taking in order to keep OCD and anxiety in check. The question is, do we recognize and accept this challenge? Committing to a new path of self-discovery through acceptance, exposure work, compassion, and the like? Or do we stay stuck in doing all the hard work whilst focusing on the wrong things? Of course, this isn't really a binary question. In order to move forward, we will have to be willing to make mistakes and to let go of unhelpful perfectionism. You know, just because you commit to this new way of doing things doesn't mean that you're always going to get it right moving forward. But by recognizing what path we are actually on and choosing to try to keep coming back to things that lead to medium and long-term peace and happiness, rather than just constantly trying to get rid of the anxiety in the short term, trying to have certainty in the short term, we start opening ourselves up to living our life in a way that really is going to help us moving forward. It's going to make us much more accepting. It's going to help us to be much kinder with ourselves. It's going to help us to start living our life much more in line with our values. And when we can start doing those things, well, lo and behold, you know, we start feeling a bit better. We're not getting so caught up in the thoughts anymore. We're not going down so many rabbit holes. And of course, that process is not a process of just linear progress. Unfortunately, as I was just talking about there, it is going to come with all sorts of setbacks along the way. But if you can just keep bringing to mind the fact that really what you want to focus on is not being perfect, but just on taking small action each day and committing to that new path, committing to that new way of doing things, that recognizing that exposure, anxiety, discomfort, these things, although they feel very uncomfortable, they're things that we do have to allow into our lives. If we just try to expect life to be this beautiful, rosy, amazing thing all the time, we're going to run into complications. We are not always going to be happy. We're not always going to be anxiety free. There's going to be moments and challenges that really push us and really rock us and make us feel all sorts of difficult emotions. But that isn't a bad thing. That's just what it is to be alive and to be a human. We are going to experience these things. With OCD, there's a part of us that to me anyway, it almost seems like we want to eliminate all of those negative things and just have the positive as much as possible. And of course, again, I completely understand that. You know, who doesn't want to be happy? Who doesn't want to feel good? Who doesn't want to be positive? But we have to take the rough with the smooth. And when we can open up to those difficult emotions, those difficult things, well, I think life opens up to us too, and it makes it a little bit easier for us to start moving forward and start living the life, you know, that we ideally want to be living. So there we go, guys. I really hope that you found that one helpful. If you have any questions at all about anything I've spoken about today, do please let me know, and I will see you next time. Just a quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com. And there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.